That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to How to Survive, the show that teaches you how to survive the stuff that can kill you.
Like falling out of a window. Or a crocodile attack.
Ooh.
Or too much pot.
Nope. And the stuff that just makes you wish you were dead.
Like losing your lunch. Or getting lost in a garden. Or going green.
You know what? I want to play the theme song, don't you?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right.
Ground is shaken under our feet. Mountains on fire, flooding in the street. Can't breathe the air, can't fight the feeling. Goblin down, Xanax ain't the way to be dealing. Gotta do better than just getting high. We gotta stick together if we're gonna survive. Ooh, how to survive.
Wait, why is it 8 and 8? His name was 6 and 6, wasn't it?
Hail Hitler, HH, 8 8.
Oh, H is the eighth letter of the alphabet. Okay.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Thanks for explaining that.
No, I knew it and then I forgot.
Not
I
comfortable knew. How quickly I could rattle that off.
No,
by
the
way. Hey, welcome to our show.
Are we on?
We
Should
are.
Start?
Yeah.
Okay, we've started. We're just light Hitler talk before getting into our show.
Little white power stuff.
We were pretending that the symbol on Garen's hat was white power. I thought it was a snail. Then he said it was. Explain what you said it was.
It's the symbol.
No, don't say what. Just say what you said to me.
Oh, I said it's the Hidden Leaf Village symbol.
Okay, so when he said that, I was like, oh, what does that mean?
Yeah, I just kept thinking it was white power.
Yeah, but Hidden Leaf Village is.
It's the
anime.
City from Naruto that Naruto and his friends are from.
That's anime, right? Yeah.
Just bought something, a Naruto something for a kid, not
a
my
child,
own.
Yes, probably.
11, an 11, was it an 11-year-old?
6.
Oh, okay. I knew he was
6.
Okay, oh, wow.
It is entry-level anime. Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
But you like it.
I do, I enjoy it a lot.
That said, once I became aware of it, it's everywhere.
It is everywhere.
It seems to be. Do your kids watch Naruto?
No, they did, but they were younger.
They've outgrown it?
Yes, I think
they've
so.
They've outgrown this thing that Garen has on his hat?
Yes. Teletubbies and Naruto.
I think my kids' Christmas list probably matches Garen's wish list.
Okay, very good. Okay, so my weekend was spent throwing up.
Oh, you poor thing.
So I saw Chris.
Was it that story I told you about Benjamin? It made you sick?
I'm going to ask you about that in a second. Well, here it is Tuesday. I drank Saturday night. I still don't feel 100%. So yeah. I'm not really sure what's happening.
Yeah.
But in any case, then I asked, how did your time go? Because I knew you were going to do something fun after I saw you.
So we went to Descanso Gardens.
Which, if you don't know, if you don't live in Los Angeles.
It is a beautiful, big walking garden area. It's got all these different areas. It's very pretty. And then over the holidays, they have something called Enchanted, where you go when it's dark, and they have all of these amazing light displays.
Yes.
And you get cocoa and you walk around and you just look at the lights, and everybody loves it. Every age loves it.
Yes.
You can't not love it.
All of
old people love it. Little kids love it. You know, millennials love it because they can do Instagrams. You know, Gen X love it.
Oh, God. Did you see a lot of that?
I didn't see a lot of that.
Oh, good.
But
good,
I'm just saying, it's like, I don't think there's an age group that's
no, 100%.
Even tweens. teens,
yes,
they complain about going.
Okay.
Oh, why do we have to do that?
And then they?
Oh, yeah. And then they get there and they're having the time of their lives.
It's beautiful.
It's wonderful. So go get your tickets. Go to Descanso Gardens.
We did it last year.
You got to do it in advance because it sells out. Every time, every day.
Every time slot, yeah.
Sells out. Except the super late ones because everybody has little kids. So we go to Descanso. We meet our friends who live in Santa Monica. We don't get to see them enough and they're delightful. And our kids have known each other since they were like 1 year old.
Aw.
So they have two girls. One's like a year older than Alex and one's like a little bit younger. So they like, the three of them just are like a little, you know, gang of hormones and, you know, just like lip gloss. The three of them just are a little gang. And Benji, of course, is up ahead.
Okay.
Always, because he loves to just go ahead.
Okay.
He always does. I think he just likes to be alone with his thoughts.
Oh, okay.
You know, he wants to go think about fishing and Fortnite.
Which you can do in Fortnite. You can also fish
Fortnite. Can you?
Oh, yes. do you know who's in Fortnite now?
I heard, but
the
I don't
guy
remember.
From Family Guy.
Yes.
Peter
the
Griffin.
Dad. Peter Griffin's in Fortnite. Big news, everyone. It's all...
and someone else.
The talk in my house.
I just saw someone else. Oh, anyway, I don't know.
Doesn't matter. So he's
Is that
ahead.
What you call a cross promotion?
Fishing in Fortnite?
No.
Oh, Peter Griffin from Family Guy? Yeah. I guess, because you know that guy from Family Guy needs more money. So he doesn't have enough. So he's going ahead of us. It's fine. He always does. We don't care. Whatever. And, you know, going through the different light displays. There's one that has, you would have liked this, Danielle, had all these modern interpretive dancers in full silver bodysuits.
Wow.
Doing modern dance around the light display. It was very stunning and, you know, a little wacky.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking, oh, this could be Danielle doing like modern dance.
This is my new career.
Your new career.
Just join Nutty Dance.
God, I would love
things.
That.
Yeah.
And I had to. I'm morally obligated or legally. I don't know, really, to pretend to Alex that I was under the impression that we were supposed to, as people coming, join the dancers. And so I was like,
it.
I think we're supposed to join. And she was like, no, you're not. No, you're not, Mom. And I was like, no, I think that's why they do it, is because they want people to come and dance with them. And she was like, do not. Like, she was just dying. I was never going to do it, but I just like to put her in these situations.
You know what's so funny?
Yeah.
I was thinking about this the other day because I have found it delightful when Oliver gets like appalled at something I've said.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
It's fun.
Because my dad does the same thing to me.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I was like, why does he like think it's so funny when I'm like annoyed by something he said? But when Oliver does it, I think it's hysterical.
It's like I do it to entertain myself and it's terrible.
I'll just say something really dark and Oliver will go, oh, Mom. And it just makes me laugh so hard. Okay, so you did the same thing.
So I was doing that. And then the thing that was great about it was that there was another like light display right next to that one that was the same thing that didn't have dancers around it. Mm-hmm. And there was a lone woman doing it.
Yes.
And so I even kind of had some evidence backing me up, like right behind me. And I was like, look. Like, and she was like, please, Mom. And the two other girls were kind of like, you could tell they were not sure what to make of it, you know, like, because it wasn't their mom, so they didn't have any skin in the game. And Benji kept going, do it.
Oh,
and
my God.
So, of course, I didn't. I just like to kind of
tease her. She never catches on that you're joking?
She never knows, because sometimes I am and sometimes I do the thing, you know, like, so she never knows what to expect. You know, so we keep going. Benji's running ahead, and then we catch up to him. He's running ahead, and we catch up to him. He's running ahead. And at some point, he runs ahead, and then we don't catch up to him. He's just not wherever we go next. So we're fine. It's like, I'm like, it's fine. You know, we'll catch him up to him at the next one. You know, the place is huge, though.
So I was going to explain for the audience. It's extremely dark.
Yes.
It's extremely big. And it's not like there's just one path. You could take other paths.
You can go all kinds of directions.
Right.
So then at one point, we're going to head off to another, you know, installation, and the girls want to stay longer, and I say, that's fine, you can stay with the dads.
Okay.
I'm gonna go ahead, you know, I just haven't seen Benji in a while. And Alex goes, Benji's lost. And I was like,
no,
he's not lost, everything's fine. Like, inside I'm not I'm never worried that like anything has befallen him in the sense that like somebody's taken him. It's like a million parents. I don't think that ever.
Right.
I'm more like, you know, he's maybe bummed that he hasn't seen us in a while. Like he's just on his own. I don't think he's scared. I think he's just like, oh, it'd be nice to be with them. But she's immediately like really stressed. So I have to kind of be like, everything's fine. So now she's worried. Are you worried? Are you worried, Mom? I'm like, no, I'm not worried. Thing. So I'm now in like sort of calm down Alex mode. The dads, Sven never has even realized that Benji has not been with us for a whole long time. Because he's just been talking to Greg in the back the whole time and just thinks Benji's with the moms.
Right.
So we're walking along different avenues. Finally, I send the dads to go look for Benji. Mm-hmm. And me and the mom and the girls go back sort of towards the front. I say, let's go look in the area at the entrance where you buy cocoa and where the gift shop is. Maybe he was like, I can't find them. I'm just going to go to the front and wait for them. He's not in the gift shops. He's not at the cocoa. And now Alex is kind of like white hot panic and crying. And I'm like, it's fine, honey. So I stop and there's a guy with a walkie talkie. And I say, can we go back out and come back in? He's like, sure, it's fine. Oh. I said, you know, I just want to check and see if my son's out there. We haven't seen him in a little bit. I say, oh, if you see him, if you see a kid that just looks like he's not with his parents, looking around like he's looking for people. Well, then he goes, what's he look like?
Uh-huh.
And so I tell him and I show him a picture. Now he puts out like an all points bulletin to every person like on his walkie-talkie who also has a walkie-talkie. Yeah. And it's a thing.
I'm sure they have to deal with this.
Which they have to do, I guess, which I wasn't like intending to do at all. Yeah. So now Alex really thinks it's an emergency, which totally not. But she in her mind is like, now it's a real emergency. And she's like, what if he's not okay? What if he's everything? And I'm like, it's totally fine. Oh. So while we're standing there, like the woman who's the director of, I guess, missing children comes over and is like, tell me what's going on. And I'm like, he just ran ahead of us. And she's like, we always find everyone.
Right.
We find every child. And I'm like, I'm not worried.
He's not two.
Yeah. He's 11. Like,
yeah.
I go, yeah, I'm sure it's fine. Alex is crying. I'm like rubbing her back. I get a text from Sven. I found him. I'm like, okay, great. So I said, Alex, we got him. It's cool. But he comes up walking with Benji. Benji literally looks like he's asleep. You know, he's like all groggy and kind of like has his head down. And he comes up and he goes, I fell asleep.
Come on.
I go, what?
You're kidding.
So he goes, yeah, so when I didn't see you guys, I went into this pavilion because they have this big pavilion where it's another place you can get drinks and snacks.
Yes, I remember that.
It's like all lit up and charming. He goes, because you always said if I didn't see you, just to stay put.
Oh.
And he goes, so I knew I should just stay put. He goes, and then I just lay down. I got tired and I thought they'll come find me. And I just probably hope I wake up in my own bed.
Oh, my God. That's so hysterical.
So he laid down on the bench and fell asleep.
Like, that's... I mean, it's just like a fairy tale or something. Like, his sister is panicking, and he's just literally asleep.
Asleep on a bench.
Did he have, like, 5 soccer games that day or something?
He did have a huge soccer game that
so
day.
So he was wiped
He was
up.
Tired. But I just thought that's so indicative of, like, how different they are. Like, she's having a heart attack
sobbing.
And he's just like, they'll find me. And I'll probably wake up in my own bed.
He's
For
so
now,
logical.
I'm just going to crash and do what they said I should do and wait here.
So did Sven find him or did the APB? Okay. Amazing. Yeah. So he had to go wake him up.
Yeah. He was like, hey, wake up.
Oh my God. That is so cute. So then did you go directly home or were you still
we did.
Had stuff to
well,
do?
Well, all the kids wanted to go into the gift shop and the kids were kind of like, well, we were scared and lost, so we should be able to get stuff. And I was like, no, you're not getting anything.
Oh, that's so funny.
Wow, that's expert manipulation right there.
Right? They're good at that.
Are there Christmas decoration? I mean, in the gift shop during Christmas, is it ornaments and stuff?
It's like Christmas explosion.
Yeah, I might want to go.
It's cool, though. Like, they do have... all these little like birds and owl like ornaments. It's really hard not to spend money in that gift shop.
Yeah.
But it's also like, here are some ginger honey lozenges in a cute jar and it's $18.
Yes.
So you kind of have to go.
Lots of tea towels.
Oh, it's
birds. Yeah. Towels. Yeah.
It's all kinds of cuteness.
It's pretty adorable.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Oh my God, he's Goldilocks or something. Yeah. Just
this bench is just right.
This bench is so cute. Right. Oh my God.
So, I mean, It is funny that, like, he would get lost because that is so typical of what happens.
Well, speaking of being scared, we should probably get into today's topic. I don't really know what it is. I heard words, but I didn't know what they meant.
Guys, I learned a lot.
Okay.
Oh, you know what I forgot? So I was going to play a voicemail.
Okay.
And can I just put it into this microphone?
Why not?
Yeah, you probably just put your speaker right
in. All right. So, guys, I'm going to play this. It does have to do with our episode.
Okay. It's not just your mom saying you left something.
It's not. It's from, it is weirdly from someone I know who works in Ohio and hires bus drivers.
I need to know if you hire. Well, I think you is. As long as you don't do a drug test.
This is for driving good. Children.
I don't do drugs. I smoke weed. I won't smoke at work. I'll smoke on my break. That's it.
What?
But not while I'm driving. I'll save it for while I'm driving home or to work.
Oh, okay.
I'll never smoke on a car.
Safety first.
So now we got that established. I'm going to go and fill out this application. You hire me. Okay. Yeah. Let's do this. I'm ready. I'll fill out the app. When you see the name, hire me. And no, I don't do drugs. I smoke weed. That's it. Oh, but I love kids. I'll protect them. And I'll make sure we don't wreck. For real. Because I've never had a wreck in my life. So there's that. Check the driving record, buddy. All right, I love you. I'll be looking forward to hearing from you and working with you. And I love you. I want you to have a good day. Stay positive. Don't let anything get you down. Okay? Don't let anyone tell you that you can't do it, because you can do it.
Unless what it is,
you
is...
You are worth it. And you keep your head up and smile. Have a good darn day.
That's, he's hired.
That's amazing. you can do day. Anything unless what that is driving children and you smoke pot on the reg.
Is that kind of the best thing you've ever heard in
that's
your life?
That's fucking amazing. Do we think there's any chance that isn't real? That has to be real, right?
I think it's real. I mean, I mean,
he's high. That's why he's
yes.
out of his saying
out
loves,
of his out of his
he,
mind.
He
but
loves
like
the person,
you kind of like root for the guy.
100%.
I mean, I'm not. I don't I want just, him to drive
just,
my children. To
I just
school.
Like that he doesn't think his break is on the clock.
Yeah, I'm only going to drive high to get to the school bus.
Right, but then I'll somehow be sober.
And then I'll drive the kids. I get high my break.
That was hysterical. I love yeah. that so much. That is chutzpah.
Yeah, it made me really happy when
okay,
I heard that.
Okay, so that has something to do with our topic.
Today, we're going to talk about how to survive greening out.
I'm assuming now that has something to do with pot.
Have you heard of this, Karen?
I've never heard this term before.
Okay. I had not either. And so when I heard about it, I was like, well, we have to talk about this today. So it's actually taken from the term blacking out
yeah.
when you're, you know, have when you've had too much alcohol. But it's when you've smoked too much weed
okay.
or vape or maybe had it in a gummy.
Mm-hmm.
You can also there's so many ways you can get weed now. Mm-hmm. You guys know a lot about this, Garen. Patches. You can do a transdermal patch now.
Oh.
You can do a dip in your lip.
Wait a second. A dip in your lip?
You know how people used to dip?
I know. That's the first route to cancer. Why would you do that?
You can do people do it all different ways now. It's weird. A lot of it has to do with, I think, when people want to fly and they don't want to, and they're not allowed to take weed.
Take a fucking gummy.
Well, yeah, but maybe they don't want to. Maybe they want to dip their lip.
Ugh,
you can do it so like disgusting. A Kool-Aid, you know, like powder so you can drink
really?
It. Yeah. Pills, of course. So like if you go to a concert.
Of course. I
and
didn't
you
know want
to take it as a pill because maybe you don't want to be high when you're figuring out your tickets and you don't want to be high when you're trying to find your seats.
Oh, you mean it's a time release?
A time release. But plus okay. also it doesn't stink up the people you're sitting
well,
next
that,
to.
Okay. So that is what I say every time I go to a fucking concert now. Why aren't you bringing gummies to this concert? I don't understand why people are smoking pot in public. It's so disgusting.
Well, I do think for some people, no, I'm not defending them. I'm saying it's a controlling amount thing with gummies. Some people aren't. Well, when you smoke it, it's going into your system faster. Mm-hmm. A gummy can take like 2 hours.
Well, then do it guy. Do it on the way there.
Yes, I agree. I don't want to.
It's so annoying to me. I don't like. You have a solution now.
Yes, I agree.
This is not the 70s.
I agree. I don't like the. I don't mind the smell, but I get it because I really don't like the smell of cigarette smoke close to me. So if it bothers you, like cigarette smoke bothers me.
Oh, I hate it.
I would be really bummed out to have somebody smoking next to me. Okay. Candy. Chocolate. I've had it in chocolate. Beef jerky.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Oh, you can also put it in your butt. Suppositories.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why are we inventing new ways to get high off of pot? It's not a complicated drug.
I don't think we need that way.
Well, you know, here's why. Do you want to hear why? Which actually, when I heard it, I was like, that's amazing. It actually originally was for women's vaginas because of period pain and endometriosis, because it releases all of that in those areas where they have so much pain from, some women have really intensely painful periods. And then they realized, like, for other people, they started putting it in their butt for more, like, sex things.
Hmm. I don't understand. Wait a second. So you're saying, okay, for first of all, if you put it in your butt, it will... that it's closer to your uterus and vagina, so somehow that'll feel better?
Originally, the suppository was vagina.
Oh, okay.
For the endometriosis and the period pain.
Oh, okay.
But then they were like, we can also put this in our butt, and that makes that area, like...
higher?
More loose and nice.
Oh, like anal.
And it makes everything feel better.
Okay.
And so they were like, let's make things feel better down
there.
Isn't
that what poppers are for?
You know,
anal nitrate or something?
I don't know what poppers do. Or
I think that's... Isn't that a...
It is.
It was a drug in the gay community. I don't know if it still is.
I've actually never really used them.
Really used them? You've somewhat used them?
My old roommate had them, and he's like, try this. And I smelled it, and I was like, that's disgusting.
Oh, is it gross?
Yeah, it's not.
Okay.
I don't get what it does.
All right. Well, there was also, remember, vodka tampons?
Yeah. For a while? I mean, you can get drunk from your vagina, I guess.
I just don't understand why people need to invent new ways to do...
Maybe they just, sometimes people need to amp things up. It's like a serial killer. They start with kittens, and then it's beheading, sorority girls. we need to amp.
Yeah.
Some people need to amp. We don't all need to. Some of us just go from, a small craft to a quilt. We stick to the things that are legal. That wasn't a good analogy, but that's all I could go from. All right. So what does greening out feel like? Well, my research led me to a website called Destination for Teens.
Oh.
Guess what? Adults have not figured out how to talk to teens yet about drugs, because this website had the picture of the coolest teen I've ever seen. I was like, she was like all morose, looking at her phone, like listening to music and real
she was
cool.
Aspirational.
I was like, if I was in eighth grade, I'd be like, who is that? How can I be friends with her? Right. We're going to smoke pot together in the church parking lot.
That's so funny.
And she's like listening to the Smiths or whatever. And then here's the text, guys. She was like, she was an advertisement for greening out. Marijuana, also known as cannabis, is becoming increasingly popular among teens. Marijuana, also known as cannabis, is... Oh, I already read that. Teen marijuana use can lead to unhealthy patterns of behavior and even addiction. Teenagers who abuse marijuana are at risk for a condition called greening out, which occurs when someone takes too much marijuana and experiences unpleasant side effects such as vomiting and dizziness.
Mm.
If you or someone you love is experiencing a teen marijuana use disorder, you may need a teen marijuana addiction treatment program.
So greening out is an incident. It's not a cumulative. It's like overdosing,
In
one instance. Okay.
I found some better info than that website, which gives some more descriptive information. It can last a few minutes, a few hours, but generally after 24 hours, you're okay. But I mean, can you imagine 24 hours of being too high? I'm going to get into some stuff that's kind of horrifying, guys. Okay. People, and it's a lot of men, young men, are increasingly showing up in emergency rooms from greening out.
Really?
With serious symptoms. Panic, anxiety attacks, passing out, rapid heart rate. something called cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome, which is, I'm going to talk about this later, guys, and you're maybe going to shit your pants. You actually might, Danielle, just because of what you're going through.
Right.
Here's some signs to look out for. Paranoia, nausea and vomiting, loss of coordination, dizziness, lightheadedness, pale skin, slurred speech, dry mouth. I mean, I feel like Danielle can relate to this. We're taking medication to prevent a lot of these symptoms.
Right.
Like, I don't need to take something that gives me those things.
Well, this is why I never liked pot to begin with, because I just got the paranoid
Same. Like, smoking pot always made me so paranoid immediately that no thank you.
It wasn't fun.
Okay, some common symptoms, which is, I guess, a little different than signs. Heaviness in the limbs.
Mm.
Mild hallucinations.
Oh, my God.
Pass, right?
Right.
Increased heart rate. Lowered blood pressure. So these are physical, like, viable things they can. Oh, this one. This is the worst. You may experience the spins. Remember that feeling when you drank too much? The feeling of vertigo and nausea when you try to put your foot down. Remember, that was always the thing they'd tell you to do. Put one foot down.
Mm.
Was that something people told you to do when you got the
spins? No, I just remember having the spins while I was laying down in bed. Did you have spins vertically? Like you were up?
Like laying down in the bed and then you have to put the foot, like if you put your foot down on the floor. Okay. Get ready for this, okay? All right. If you've been smoking weed. Oh, how can you tell? How can you tell if you're greened out? All right. So if you've been smoking weed, consuming edibles, vaping, marijuana, or dabbing.
Mm.
Okay. Do either of you know what I mean when I say dabbing?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I did, but now.
Not this. No. Not the dance.
I forget what dabbing is.
Holy shit, you guys. I just learned about it.
I thought it was like acid. I thought you dab acid.
No, dabbing like liquid. It's just a different way to smoke.
I'm going to tell you.
Oh, okay. I was wrong.
You've not done it, have you?
Yeah.
Have you? Mm-hmm. Holy shit. I don't want you to do it again, okay? Because I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
All right. It's a way to ingest THC in an insanely concentrated form. It's concentrated into a wax and then inhaled, okay?
Ew.
It has about 80% THC concentration, okay? And one of the methods that is most frequently associated with ER visits, according to stanford.edu. Okay, so 80% compared to 10% to 30% in a joint.
Oh, okay.
Like, think about, like, if I take, like, two hits off of a joint, I'm so high, I can't handle it.
Right.
But I could take, like, 1 milligram little gummy and be fine.
Yeah.
And, like, be like, yeah, I like this. So that's the difference. And then 80%, okay? So what a dab is, you take it out of a dab rig, which looks a lot like a bong, okay? But they tend to be clear glass and have like a science lab kind of feel. So if you can imagine like Beaker and Bunsen from the Muppets, it would look good. Sorry. Nope. That's not. I would never tarnish the Muppets with marijuana. All right.
She saw my face.
I'm so sorry. This is disgusting.
Thank you.
I haven't said this. Okay. Yeah. You know what's better? Breaking Bad. It would fit nicely in Mr. White and Jesse's lab.
Okay.
So it looks like a bong, but it's all glass, like Beakery feel.
Okay.
Me. So what are the long-term effects of greening out? Okay. It depends on potency, amount, rate, consistency it's consumed. Okay. Everyone reacts to substances differently, especially if other health conditions or substances are present, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. The common long-term side effects of greening out are still being discovered. It's known that having a marijuana addiction, also known as marijuana use disorder, which, you know, a lot of people say like, oh, you can't get addicted to marijuana. Guess what? I've been around people who are.
I mean.
And it can fuck you up.
I feel like if you're doing it every day, well, are you choosing to do it every day or are you addicted? I mean, who's to say, I guess, but it certainly seems like an addiction.
I've seen a lot of kooky paranoia and really oddball behavior in people who should really cut back.
Right.
Because it's still a drug. It's not. Listen, we need to learn about moderation.
Yeah.
In anything. Yes, it's a plant, but that doesn't. These are ways it's being consumed where it's no longer in its natural form.
Right. Cocaine's a plant too.
Yeah. Doesn't mean we should just snort an 8-ball a day and be like, this is good for me. All right. Here we go. Memory loss, learning impairments, difficulty regulating impulse control, lower IQ. The list goes on. Okay. So I'm not going to go through.
Well, you didn't explain what I don't understand what the wax thing is.
The dabbing.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're getting it through this little pipe situation.
Yeah.
It looks like a bong, not a bomb.
Oh, you put the wax in there.
Well, it's like a little tiny, I think it's a lot similar to hash. It's like a tiny little.
It's a little piece of like wax.
Little sticky piece, right?
Yeah, and you, it, the,
and you
the,
get it really hot.
That's the real dangerous part, is that it has to be dangerously hot to use, because you have to heat up this thing and then touch it and it'll smoke out, and then you suck the smoke out of the bong.
Okay.
It's, yeah.
Okay, so how do you avoid greening out? Well,
don't do that.
I mean, you can just not get high is one way. Right. P.S. I'm not advocating people don't get high. I think it's fine to get high. I think for sure some people need marijuana medicinally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kids need it for cancer treatment. Adults need it for cancer treatment. People need it for chronic pain. I've used it for chronic pain. Please.
But they're not dabbing in the children's unit of the hospital.
Right. Well, there's a lot that's dangerous that I'm going to talk about. Okay. I don't deny anyone their medicine. Be careful. Okay. Beware of what you're ingesting. Go to a reputable dispensary. Buy quality products. Start with a small dose, guys. Mm-hmm. You know your tolerance. Okay. Know that, like with edibles, it can take an hour or more for the effects to kick in. Don't like eat one and be like, it's not doing anything. Oh, don't do your drugs alone. Mm-hmm. That's why do you think I keep pressuring you, Danielle? I don't want to do it by myself.
Gotcha.
I can't get Sven to do it. So peer pressure is a good thing. I'm kidding, you guys. We want you to have a safe person in case, you
something
know.
Something goes up.
Exactly. Like Danielle.
Yeah.
As Kermit says, it's not easy being green.
Oh, dang. Oh, she brought it back.
Shit, I did it again. All right. But what happens if you didn't follow the advice of starting small? Instead, you dabbed with some stranger, mm-hmm. you know, you met. Like in one of those meetup groups, you know, like, you know, they have like West Side Dabbers and you like thought it was this. You thought it was dabbing right. the dance. And then you get there and then you were like, oh, shit, I'm too embarrassed to say what I thought this was. So then you dab.
You thought you were joining one of those dance crews.
Yes. And then you're like just way high in an Applebee's parking lot and you can't handle it.
Right.
First is what you should do. Drink a bunch of water.
Okay.
Text a safe person. Mm-hmm. If you even have one. I don't know if you have a safe person. If you're going to some meetup in West LA.
You gotta have at least one safe person.
I hope so. I hope you do. You just lay down in the parking lot. Don't get in a car with somebody. Even if they say like, oh, my seat reclines all the way back. Don't get in that car.
Go to an expensive garden and fall asleep in it.
Yes. Like my son. He was safe. Oh, here is a useful tip. If you are too high, smell crushed black peppercorn, which is thought to have terpene properties that may reduce some of the uncomfortable symptoms.
Interesting.
Okay. How you go?
I wonder if that helps with other nausea.
Try it.
Crushed black pepper.
I'm going to try it next time I feel nauseated. Okay. Here you go. Seek out medical attention if you're really feeling bad, right?
Okay.
Call 911. Mm-hmm. You know, this is from sandstonecare.com. If you think you're greening out, you may think that adding more cannabis will help to level out the side effects.
Well, then you're really high. If that's
really living in another dimension. Nope, don't do that. I think that we should definitely not do that.
No.
Can greening out kill you? Okay. If cannabis is mixed with other dangerous substances, such as alcohol, opioids, or stimulants, the results can quickly become life-threatening. Mm. All right. Especially because it's hard for your as we know, when we drink alcohol and do drugs, our decision-making processes and our logic processes are lowered. It becomes harder to understand what your body's telling you. The cannabis can heighten the sense, your senses can cause extreme paranoia.
Mm.
So don't be afraid to seek medical attention or go to the hospital, right?
Right.
Okay. Here's when we're going to talk about the danger is the marijuana and the alcohol mix, right?
Mm.
Marijuana is the number one drug used by people who drink alcohol.
Okay.
Okay. While people may consider it harmless to combine the drugs, these two substances can actually lead to severe health consequences, right? The most life-threatening risk is the alcohol overdose. Mixing alcohol with marijuana has been shown to greatly increase the amount of alcohol a person ingests.
Oh.
Right? That's what's going to kill you. Here's the main reason, right?
Okay.
Well, I don't know if it's the main reason. Here's a big reason. Cannabis products are known to be anti-emetic. Anti-emetic. Do you guys know what that means?
No.
Okay. I knew this when I was a teenager because all the teens in my group were like, you can't mix them. Because cannabis use makes it more difficult for an individual to vomit. That's why chemo patients use it.
Oh, wow.
But when you drink, you need, if you drink too much, guess what? You need to throw vomit. It up because you have alcohol poisoning, okay? So it could potentially lead to serious effects when combined because you have alcohol poisoning, but you need to throw it up. And you don't.
Wow.
So you can die.
Interesting.
So do not party those two things together. There are a lot of other really justifiable reasons not to mix those two things together. I think that's the biggest one, though.
Jesus, that's amazing. So I never thought of that.
But that makes sense. You know, why not just not do that?
So not only does it prevent you from throwing up, but it prevents you from wanting to throw up, right?
It inhibits that.
But I'm saying, like, you wouldn't be nauseated even.
Correct.
Okay. So you think you're fine and you keep drinking. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that, like...
It inhibits, yeah, the vomit response.
I also didn't know that people do both together. I mean, I know that now, but it never occurred to me that people would be doing that at the same time. It seems like two different kind of...
It's called crossfaded.
Oh, is that what that means? Crossfaded. When you're drinking and... Mm-hmm. But they're both depressants, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So if weed itself won't directly kill you, there have been deaths associated with cannabis products. Okay. This is all pretty rare. So I don't want to be this like weed scaremonger. We're just talking about what can happen, but it's pretty unlikely. In a 2014 case, a 19-year-old Colorado man died after he ate a cannabis cookie, began behaving erratically, and jumped off a fourth-floor balcony.
Oh, my God.
His autopsy reported marijuana intoxication as a chief contributing factor. Again, this isn't...
Right.
This is like an isolated incident. People don't do this. Cannabis use can increase heart rate and blood pressure, and it can be a risk factor for some people who have pre-existing heart-related conditions. After adjusting for a number of factors, including age, sex, diabetes, and tobacco or alcohol use, they found cannabis use remained an independent predictor of both heart failure and stroke. Mm. So I think what that's, we're just talking about the idea that it's not this like halcyonic, perfectly safe wonder thing. There are, yes, it helps a lot of people. I would much rather be around a person who's high than a person who's been drinking. But there are risks involved, and it's important to sort of know about them, and especially with the greening out stuff and dabbing, I think it's important to recognize. Can I tell you guys a story?
Yes.
This is more like kind of a news article that has stories in it, but I found it interesting. It connects to sort of... the dabbing stuff that I was like, oh no, as a parent, it scares me. And I'm hoping that, you know, this doesn't happen to my kid. Okay. One day in fall 2018, Beau Gribben began to vomit and couldn't stop. He threw up multiple times an hour from morning to night before his mother drove him to the hospital near their home here. I felt like Edward Scissorhands was trying to grab my intestines and pull them out, said Gribben, then 17. Over the next 9 months, Gribben went to the emergency room 11 times for the same problem, severe vomiting and screaming at the same time that lasted for hours. When a physician assistant told him the likely cause, Gribben didn't believe it at first. He had never heard of marijuana producing a side effect like that. The only thing that convinced me was that it stopped when I stopped smoking, says Gribben, now 20. The condition, officially called cannabinoid hyperemesia syndrome, but now known to healthcare workers as scromiting, a mashup of screaming and vomiting, has popped up with increasing frequency at hospitals in Colorado, doctors say. This is from NBC News, by the way. The ER at Parkview Medical Center in Pueblo saw only 5 scromiting cases in 2009. By 2018, the number has risen to more than 120,
according to
data compiled by Dr. Brad Roberts, an emergency room physician at the hospital. Reports of the syndrome doubled in 2 different ERs in the state shortly after legalization, according to one study. Roberts said the pressure of these patients strains hospital resources.
Mm.
When faced with people suffering from bouts of nonstop vomiting, doctors often order up an array of diagnostic tests to rule out other underlying causes. Cannabis has been consumed by humans for thousands of years, but relatively little is known about cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome. The condition was first reported in scientific literature in 2004. The available research since then indicates that it stems from chronic use of especially powerful marijuana. A 2017 review of studies found that 97% of people who developed the condition reported using marijuana at least once a week. About 75% said they consumed cannabis regularly for over a year.
So this would seem to contradict the whole pot doesn't make you throw up thing.
The authors noted that it's not yet known why some marijuana users develop cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome and others don't. The fact that marijuana is used by many people to suppress nausea adds to the mystery.
Okay, sorry.
People who've had the syndrome say it can be alleviated with hot showers or baths. I read a whole other article about this and I thought it was really, it has something to do with the gut bacteria and the shower helping.
Really?
It's fascinating.
Okay.
But the episodes often continue until the patient stops using marijuana altogether. Scromiting cases have increased as pot has become far more powerful, according to doctors. I think it has to do, well, I shouldn't say what I, this is what I think. It has to do with the potency. People who are using, like, who have cancer and who are using marijuana for vomiting.
It's probably really regulated.
They're not using,
right.
They're not doing 80%, right. You know. Experts say the marijuana consumed 20 years ago had levels of THC, the main psychoactive ingredient, of 2 to 3%. The cannabis products now sold in markets like Colorado can have THC levels as high as 90%.
Jesus Christ.
Dr. Timothy Myers, the chair of the emergency department at Boulder Community Health, said when he first arrived at the hospital 18 years ago, it was a condition he never saw. Now I see it practically every day. Okay. Four Colorado doctors interviewed by NBC News said they've also seen an increase in the numbers of patients with psychiatric illness issues after consuming powerful marijuana. A 2019 study found that consuming cannabis with THC levels exceeding 10% increased the odds of a psychotic episode. Almost every day, I see a patient in the ER who is having a psychotic break after taking high-potency THC. So there were multiple stories about almost always men having schizophrenia from the high-level marijuana, the dabbing. I didn't bring any of those stories in because they were so disturbing.
I'm disturbed just hearing about
it. And because there's just had a new study come out talking about the incidence of schizophrenia paired with this, but they're having such a hard teasing out if it is that men who have a predisposition to schizophrenia are drawn naturally towards high-potency marijuana, or if their psychotic episodes are being caused by that. They can't figure it out. So I didn't want to come in and be like, they can't figure out, it's a correlation causation issue, but they are starting to think that it is a causation. So because the research is so complicated, I decided not to get into it, but it is a lot of interesting research. If anyone wants to read more about it, I found it really fascinating. Okay. One woman, Rep. Judy Amabile, a state lawmaker who represents Boulder, supported the bill. This is a bill to require those under 21 to visit visit two separate doctors to get. It's about limits on who can. It used to be 18-year-olds in Colorado could amass large quantities of pot, and now they're trying to make it 21 because of so many young men coming into the hospital with these either psychotic episodes or scromiting. And she lost, well, her son's alive, but he had he has a schizophrenia break to cannabis. So she's trying to adjust the laws, and she
and
says.
It's permanent. This isn't something that stops.
For her, I don't know. For some of these men, it all seems to be men.
Interesting.
Young boys. Some of them seem to be getting better after, but it takes a few years.
Wow.
And some of them, I don't know that they do. Sorry, this is a little. I'm just trying to skip through some of it. Bo Gribben is now sober and headed to college this fall to study electronic music. He said he's clear-eyed that what happened to him.
Wait, this guy's into EDM.
I know
this pothead. I was thinking to do that job without. Token up every once in a while.
Good luck staying sober.
Good luck enjoying the music if you're
I know
high.
Oh my god, that sounds like a punishment. I mean, either way, to me it sounds like a punishment. He said he's clear-eyed that what happened to him was a result of his own decisions, but he said the industry should also be held accountable. I don't know if anyone needs to go to jail, but I think they need to be sued, he said.
Well, it brings up such an interesting question about legalization, because, you know, I've always been pro-legalization, and I mean, for pot. And the idea was, well, if they're going to get it any case, might as well get it in a controlled way. But from what you said, the numbers went up after legalization. So that's kind of interesting. does kind of, you know, maybe not all forms of pot should be legal. In other words, maybe a certain there should be a cap on the percentage. You don't, you know, sell coffee with 2,000% caffeine in it, you know. Just a thought.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of interesting discussions, and I think we can have those conversations with nuance because we're capable. Well, we can on this podcast. I don't think they can in the world.
Right.
I think regulation's okay to say that, like, yeah, there. It's like, you know, like how we talk about guns. Like, yeah, I don't have a problem. I don't think anyone needs to own an AR-15.
Right.
Like, there's no reason. And so, like, I don't know that,
sensible.
Like, does anybody need to have that level of marijuana going into their system that we're having kids going with psychotic breaks that are, you know, or schizophrenia that we can say, oh, maybe it's from the pot. Like, hey, maybe you don't need to have that percentage of weed.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I thought it was a really interesting topic because I didn't know anything about this.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting.
And it also means I have to have different conversations with my kids about drugs because I always thought it'd be like, oh, sure, they're going to try pot. Right. In my head, thinking they're going to smoke a joint. And now I have to be like, here's the kind of ways of high you shouldn't get.
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely valid. It's tricky.
Well, we'll solve it during the break.
Why not? Let's go. We'll be back after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Laura Everly's here.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
She's a director.
Yes.
You may super have enjoyed impressive. Her from directing American Auto, show we've all enjoyed and are sad that it's not coming back. She has a short film on the festival circuit right now starring Rachel Bloom. It's called Heritage Day. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, that's really huge.
I hope we're going to get a chance to watch it. And you were talking about another, was it a short film called MAGA, but it stands for...
Oh, no. So, yeah, it's I directed a spot, but it was a long spot for Mothers Against Greg Abbott.
Oh, my God.
Known as the other MAGA.
I love that.
I won a Webby. I'm like to bring comedy to advocacy, and I'm very passionate about the reproductive rights space. And it was about a 12-year-old girl who tries to adopt a baby.
Yes.
And basically, like, everything the receptionist is saying as to why that would be a terrible idea is also why it's a terrible idea to, you know, force a 12-year-old or 13-year-old to keep a baby that she doesn't want.
That's great.
So we kind of reverse engineered the sad, scary reality.
I love that. I have a big announcement.
Yes.
Got a text from my dad.
Yeah.
He texted my brother Tom on it, too. Not sure why, because he never responds to texts. And he said... Big news. It's finally happening. I'm meeting a girl for coffee.
Oh.
Oh, mazel tov.
That's
love
good.
Love that he still says girl.
Well.
He's meeting a woman who's
80.
Well, he's between 75 and 80.
Oh, that's good. It's his age.
Oh, yeah. He's not interested in younger.
But she better be skinny.
Oh, she better not weigh more than 103 pounds.
Yeah.
That's my dad.
It sounds like a cult parameter.
He is very, she could.
You know, you lose bone density at a certain age.
So true.
Chances are, you know, she might shrink.
Yeah, not in Ohio, though.
Oh.
The women, when he was, the brief time he was here, I think there were plenty of skinny women for him to choose from, but it was like they intimidated him because they were so cultured and traveled and educated. And that was like, all these women just want to travel. That's all they want to do. And I was like, well, yeah. I mean,
So how did he meet this woman? Or how did he
on a dating app?
Your dad does a dating app. Oh, that's impressive.
When we were hanging out with him in Ohio, like riding the little trolley around the town and waving to Santa Claus, literally, here's my dad. Dating app.
You're kidding.
Scrolling, looking at women.
Wait, why is there, I'm sorry, but why is there not a dating show for like senior citizens?
Because there is The Bachelor. Just the Golden Bachelor just
happened. There is?
You don't know about the Golden Bachelor?
I don't watch The Bachelor at all.
No, it's all older people. No. You don't have to watch The Bachelor to know about the Golden Bachelor.
I don't know this news. Oh my God, no. Okay, great. Okay, I'm glad it exists because I would watch this. Like a bunch of 70, 80 year olds dating.
It exists for you now.
They did a season.
I'm so happy.
It just ended. The guy was, how old was he?
75-something.
I'm in a reality TV show whole. Okay. Like, I just don't even.
Well, it's out there for you. The entire season has just completed.
Supposed to be pretty heartwarming. I don't know much reality stuff, but it's like the commercials. I don't know what show we were watching. It might have been like something on
ABC, right?
ABC, literally that commercial of him finding love on The Golden Bachelor was every other commercial.
I mean, I watched the first episode just to be in the conversation, and it wasn't for me, but it was fine. I mean, he seems very sweet, and
he's a widow.
Really good looking for his age.
I'm just more invested in these kinds of stories than I am in some like 30-something-year-old. Like I'm invested in your dad and the girl that he's meeting.
I'll let you know how it goes. Thanks. I mean,
it's sweet. I'm glad that he's getting out because you say he's sort of
in the house,
secluded. Yeah,
yeah. He doesn't go
so
out
so good
much.
For him.
I hope he found a nice pickleball partner.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Well, I'll keep you posted.
That's great.
Speaking of like dating shows, have you guys seen Naked Attraction?
Is that the one where they
slowly reveal their body parts?
Yes,
they start
I've
with their
heard,
genitals.
What? No,
it's British, right?
It's British.
Oh my God, that's bananas.
Yeah, I haven't actually watched
it. The first thing they show is their
bits? Yes. So you don't see their face or anything, and the person is like exposed to depending on their, sexual preference,
yes.
Or if they're bi, it could be a whole smorgasbord, a whole charcuterie.
What's your cheese plate look
exactly?
Like?
And they're just looking at the genitals like close up, and then they eliminate one by one, and then they more body parts get revealed, like then their torso, then the face is the last thing.
Do they ask them questions about themselves while it's happening?
No.
It's
eventually
just
you can
physical.
Hear their voice, but it's like the last thing.
So it's literally just physical and the first thing is genitals?
It's just genitals.
But people
also have elimination based off of like a whole slew of genitals. I don't watch reality TV. And so this was like, going from like.
You were probably shocked.
Yeah. Like, oh, I don't take Tylenol. Then like you take heroin. I just dove right in.
Deep end.
And it was like a train track, like a car crash or a train crash. And you just can't look away. Like I watched like 3 episodes in a row until like.
I just
my brain
can't imagine. I know
hurt.
Some women claim that they really care about genitals. I mean, really? Like, that's the last part.
No, I don't think anyone. I mean, I think there's shock value, but the truth is, I don't think anyone wants to look at a bunch of genitals.
No.
I mean, they're like, oh, this is so great. Like, the contender, like, is it? Is it?
It's so weird. God. It's so weird to have to pretend maybe to care about that.
Yeah.
Or maybe just, yeah.
And they comment on it. They're like, oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a very tidy vagina. And I'm like, oh no.
I mean, I do think men like breasts, but I don't think they care about them in the way that women worry about their breasts. Like,
for
I think
sure.
men are just happy to be with breasts.
Oh, breasts are different than genitals.
But yeah, you're right. Like, but I don't think men are like, that vagina is ugly, so I don't want to be with that woman. I think it's like,
it just seems like the strangest way to go. But okay,
if anyone's having a dark moment, it's on HBO.
I might have to watch an episode just
genitals
to
first.
Know what's going on.
Okay, well, on the first half of the show, what do we talk about?
On the first episode, I'm gonna try that again. On the first,
you get so scared every time you have to do it.
Oh, and can I do it? All right. On the first half of the show, we talked about how to survive greening out. And now we're going to talk about how to survive going green. Lara?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think you have a story for us.
I do. I absolutely do. So, yeah, I was, a kind of early adopter trying to be, as environmental as I could. I had a first generation Prius back in like 2003. And there was this, the year that we got our first house. Mm-hmm. I also, now that I had a garage, I wanted to get my first electric car. So mm-hmm. I leased a Nissan Leaf. And we also got solar panels. And I was like trying to, you know, like really, you know, this was the year I was going to go green. We were going to like do our part now that we actually had a home and we had choices and we had more options, right? Versus apartment life and all of that. So it's also the first year that I become a mom. So I've got a kid, and the Leaf was like, and I know it's gotten better. So like not trying to throw like a ton of shade, but just like a little bit of shade. But at the time, the range on the car was 80 miles or something, like 85 miles. Like that's it. Right.
It was a plug-in?
A plug-in.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know, again, like not every, this was like 2016. So like people had electric cars, but it still wasn't just like, oh, there's charging stations.
Right.
Every, it, you know, was still a little bit newish. And so anyway, I made a lot of choices, by the way, in this story that I would never do now. Like I look back at myself and I'm like, who
That's is sort that of the person? Premise of our show. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I mean, a part of it's like really the story should be like how to survive, like not having boundaries and then learning them is really kind of the story. But like, so I had this. So I had a kid, you know, I had a kid. He was really cute. And he had we'd kind of accidentally gotten him into doing a couple of commercials and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was like, it started when he was really little. We sort of got thrown into this Ford commercial for the Olympics, and it was like a big payday. And like, we like set up a college account because of it. And I was like, you know what? This is great. Like, why not? If he's like this cute Gerber baby, just like throw him in a couple of things. So anyway.
Well, that's what I always say. Like, get the kid in before they have, before they can be scarred. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Just make the money for them and then enough. Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. And I was still acting at the time. And I had this acting teacher. Again, this was like, what was I thinking? But like, I really looked up to him. I was probably like under some sort of like little bit of like a spell that like acting teachers like, sometimes guru. Cast on
their. You were in a cult.
I was like in a quasi cult. And he was doing this feature and he wanted my baby to be in it, and he pitched it to me like a modern day Raising Arizona, but with like a, you know, there was like a queer element, and I loved Raising Arizona. You know, I grew up in the 80s, like whatever, favorite film. So I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, why not, whatever,
right?
I just like also want to be on his good
side. Of course. And does the baby character need a mom?
Right. Well, exactly. Like, right. I was just kind of like, you know, I'll just roll with the punches here. And so far, my kid had only had really good experiences doing these things. Like, you know, he did like an Honest commercial and, you know, it's just like high profile things where like everything's in order. He's on set for like an hour.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And like we like bank a bunch of college money and we're done. And he's whatever.
Right.
So, anyway, cut to this acting teacher who's directing the feature sends me this script, and I'm like a tired mom. I'm not like, okay, I don't want to read this whole script. And so far, he's only played like the baby. Like, there's no like, I don't even
know. He hasn't had to stretch a lot.
No, it's not like, oh, he's a lawyer in this one, right. Or whatever. It's just like, it's a baby's a baby.
He's playing to type. Right?
But he's like 9 months at this point, you know. But I'm still like, every time I think like I should read the script or at least find the pages he's in, I'm like, it just sounds like homework, like that I don't want to do. I'm sure whatever it is, he's playing a baby and that's that. So then cut to, I get the call sheet and it's like in Lancaster.
Ugh.
Like fucking Lancaster, which for anyone that isn't in California, it's like an hour outside of Los Angeles, kind of.
At least, right?
Yeah. Like it's like the desert.
Yeah.
Too,
it's far.
Right?
Yeah.
And we have just switched the car seats from like a bucket seat where they're just like a little infant thing to this convertible car seat. And we had it professionally installed. And again, this is like first time mom, first time, you know, with my electric car. Like it all this sort of feels like. Like, why did I make these choices? Like, I could have switched cars
All right.
My husband, but, like, I had the good car seat in my car.
Right, yeah.
And I was paranoid to switch it. Like, we had just had a professional, like, come and install it.
You don't want
to
take it out yourself.
You didn't have a car seat in both cars?
Honestly, at the time, I was really, he was, had,
your
was
husband was never driving him. Okay.
Yes. And when he drove him, we would like switch cars. He had he had one, but it was like not the good one.
Okay. Gotcha.
It was like a cheaper hand-me-down. Like I had like the brand new, like
you had the safe
Peg
one.
Perigo, safer, higher rated one. Yes. Right.
And your baby is the star of the movie. He needs to come in style.
Of course.
He needs to be in that safe car seat.
He's a VIP.
So again, I already get this like feeling like, you know, that intuition where you're like, don't do this. But I'm like, oh my God, if I bail the night before.
Oh,
like I'm so screwing up production, but I'm like, crap. Okay, fine. I'm just gonna rally. Like it's one day. It's not that big of a deal. We'll get the money and go. And so I do the math, and it's 60 miles, like 50 or 60 miles to set. And I'm like, oh my God, like shit. And I have 80 miles, like 85 miles on the car, right? So I, you know, I ask production, like, is there a place to plug in my car when I get there? I explain that I have an electric car, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, yeah, there is. Everything should be fine.
Okay.
I start driving. What I don't realize, because I'm new to having an electric car, that it's like 85 miles if like you're going like at a normal,
right,
like normal conditions. Yes. If you're going uphill in wind, if like it's really hot and the AC is on, like there's a lot of conditions that can like drop your mileage super fast.
Yes. Everyone who's had an early electric car has had to learn this the hard way. Yes.
Right. Like, this is so obvious now. I know I sound like a complete...
No, you don't. No, you don't. If it says 85 and you have to go 60 miles, you think, okay, I have 15 miles left.
Totally.
I get it.
Like,
I
was like a brand new... You know, I had the car like 2 months. I hadn't done any like big journeys yet. Like, I just... Now I'm my third electric car, and it's like, yeah, obviously, like if I'm gonna like drive to Palm Springs in 100 degree heat and go like, you know, 80 miles per hour, like I'm like burn through. But like I just didn't know. Right. So anyway, I'm driving and I realize like, and I'm going uphill. And there's like desert winds coming at me. I have the AC going for my baby, and I'm realizing I'm not gonna make it. Like I'm.
Oh, it's such a panicky feeling.
Yeah, but I'm like already kind of like halfway there, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I start trying to like Google electric chargers, blah blah blah. There's supposedly one off like Pyramid Lake, like this exit where there's like a lake and boating, and I'm like, okay, great. I show up, it's like total ghost town. Yeah. There's like the remnants of what was once like an electric charging station.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
like, fuckity fuck fuck. I have the charger with me, and there's like a visitor center. I'm like, maybe if I just like I literally pulled my car up onto the curb, like not a parking spot, like aggressively brought my car like into the visitor station.
Yes. Do you have a place I can drive my car inside?
Yes. And this woman is like, what is happening? And I'm like, I need to charge my car. I have a baby. And she's like trying to help me, but the charger is not long enough. It's like almost long enough.
Oh God.
But not.
You can't drive closer.
No, I'm like literally like in like minus like driving through a wall. I'm like as close as I can get to like the entrance.
Oh, but it still won't reach.
It still won't reach to the outlet that's inside the visitor center.
Oh, inside. I got it. Okay. Yes, okay.
I'm like aggressively just trying to like put my car inside of a building. Right. But like still won't fit.
You're also you have a baby.
And I have a baby. And he's starting to get fussy. And I'm like, you know, like changing his diaper and like nursing on the side of the road. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to trust that there's some angel on my side and I have enough miles to get there, because like I'm feeling like it's really cutting it close. But like,
okay,
if I you know, I'm just going to try. So we leave. And of course, the address they give me is like wrong and like not like I cannot find it. So I pass set.
Oh, no.
And I'm just in the desert.
No.
Just in the desert. No. And I'm like, where is this place? And I'm getting so stressed out. And it's like going, like it's like making these weird sounds. And it's like, I can like see it going like 10 miles, like 5 miles. And I'm like, if I can just get to set, if I can just get to, now I'm like, all I want to do is get to set.
Yes.
Because I just want to plug in my car. And it just dies. It's just and that's it. My car's done. I'm in the middle of the desert. I'm like a pioneer woman now, standing. There's like tumbleweeds going by. It's like hot desert winds. I take him out of the car seat. He's crying. I'm like literally just
this is terrifying.
Talk about Raising Arizona. Like I am I am the movie Raising Arizona.
You're the real
standing
movie.
Standing on the side of the road, and I'm just like filled with shame. I'm just like, what have I done? Like, he doesn't deserve this. I'm the worst mom on the planet. Right. I'm, like, trying to give him, like, any of the leftover snacks I have.
Oh, God.
I'm literally, like, sitting on the side of this desert road with, like, my tit out, just, like, nursing him. And I'm calling Seth, and I'm like, I don't know where I am. Like, my car is dead. You need to, like, come find me. So then finally they come with a Sprinter van, and they're like, sorry, we had other people also have issues with the location. And I'm like, oh, my God, if you had other people have issues, like, why didn't you call the person coming with the goddamn baby?
You're the problem.
And be like, some people have gotten lost. Like, the address doesn't populate. Because you know why? The address was, like, a dirt mountain. The address was nothing. It was, like, nothing. Literally, it was, like, a mountain. There, it was just, like, no man's land. Yeah. Like, we were shooting on in, like, a hill.
Right.
Like, a dirt hill. And I was like, well, of course. Like... So anyway, and the whole irony of, like, me not wanting to, like, touch the car seat that was professionally installed, I'm now just, like, in a Sprinter van with a loose baby, like, rolling around my arms. Because I was like, I don't even know how to, like, get it out, of the car.
Okay, so now you're holding
it. So now I'm just holding him in, like, a Sprinter van, like, driven by some, like, rogue PA. Right. You know what
He's probably high.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Like... Who's, like, some other Minion student that's, like, been roped into, like, this cult.
Right.
Right.
It's all acting students.
Yes, yeah. Totally. 100% literally. And I'm like, and it's just getting so bad. So then they take me up to set, and some other PA, like, goes.
So your car is just on the side of the road at this point?
And I've, like, literally, like, had to call AAA to get my car towed to a charging station. And I'm so mad, and I'm, like, trying not to cry, but I'm on set, and I'm, like, everything's fine. But I'm, like, can feel that catch in my throat.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, I just want to get this over with, like, so bad. But set was, like, again, like, we'd only done really fancy stuff, and I just assumed that he would do things by the book, like, because it's not just... Like, there's California child labor laws, like, you have to have a studio teacher and a nurse, and there has to be, like, you know, all these things in place. None of that was there. It was just a mountain and and my baby and no way out because my car was towed.
Yeah, you're trapped there.
I was trapped. And I was like, there was like no shade. There was like nowhere for me to like put him down. I'm just like carrying him everywhere because if I put him down, it would be like rattlesnakes and like, you know,
in his mouth.
Like I literally, like I couldn't even, and he's not walking. He's like, you know, in the like,
cruising,
sort of crawling, cruising stage.
They didn't give one second thought to you're bringing a baby.
No,
They didn't put up a tent that you could go in the shade.
No chairs.
I'm unacceptable. Livid. Unacceptable.
Livid. And all I want to do is be like, "Fuck you, I'm out," but I have nowhere to go. I'm like trapped and like waiting for my car to charge.
Unbelievable. And it probably would take.
And I'm like, why did I even want to go green? Fuck this! Like, if I had a gas car, none of this would be happening. This is what I get. And like, no good deed goes unpunished.
Right.
Like, now I'm like the worst mom on the planet, and I'm like, all right, let's just do this. Like, let's just get this done. And then this is what I get for not reading the script. So it's like, he is a kidnapped baby, fine, great, by this gay couple, fine, still great. One is in like complete drag in this crazy outfit, okay, still fine, great. But then the main scene is he's like loose in the car while this couple is fighting and he's watching them fight and then it turns sexual and it's a blowjob and the baby's watching the blowjob.
No, what?
Yes.
Oh, no.
And they had to have the baby.
They literally.
They can't cut to the baby without.
Like, they're like just filming it all sort of kind of. I mean, they're not filming the blowjob exactly, but they're like miming that part of it.
Yes.
And like. My baby is like literally like just like loose in this beater car, standing up, like holding onto the steering wheel, and I'm like trying to get him to like look over here and like smile and laugh, and like he's just like, and I was like, oh my God, my husband is gonna kill me,
right.
Like if he finds out like what I've agreed to and done.
Oh, no.
I've never seen the movie. I don't even want to know. Like. What it was. And then, like, I mean, yes, it was, like, all these things. It was, like, and then they wanted him to be, like, asleep, like, loose in the back seat. It was, like, so many tall asks.
Well, how do you get a baby to go to sleep?
It somehow, like, did. I, like, walked around till he was, like, sleepy and then, like, gently, like, laid him, like, in the back seat. And then there's, like, an... Anyway.
So, obviously, the car is not ever in action. It's always parked, right?
It's always parked.
Okay. Because right. Loose, like, baby. That's... Those are scary words.
Totally. Loose baby. Totally. Yeah. It was honestly, like, the most traumatic thing. And then finally, like, this PA comes and, like, drives my car back. But of course she drove the car back from the charging station with, like, the parking brake on.
Oh,
my
God.
The car smells like burnt rubber.
Oh, my God.
And I literally, the second my car came back, I was like, take me down the mountain. Because you couldn't, and there was no way, I don't even know why they said I could plug in my car, because
there was just a mountain.
There was just a mountain.
There was no inside? Yeah. There was no inside. So, what?
I don't even know what they were. I don't know. Again, like, just.
Honestly, did your car get fully charged?
You would have been treated better in a cult.
For sure. Yeah.
Right? Like, for Keith sure. Rainier would have, I think, been a better bet than this director.
Yeah.
That and in she the was... end, like, he got, like, $200.
Oh, so mad for you.
That was it?
Yes. And I drove home, like, sobbing. And I literally was just, like, so mad at myself, mostly, but also so mad at, like, my attempt to go green and feeling like I just, like, it's not worth it. So mad at my acting teacher. I wound up actually quitting a couple months later because I was, like, so disillusioned.
Did you say anything to him? Was he was on set, right?
I wound up saying something to him, like, much later. He invited me to
the film premiere
and then wanted me to, like, sign some more papers for distribution for something. And I was like, you know, I just have to say, I think this was actually, like, a really traumatizing experience for me, and I was too embarrassed to speak up at the time, but, like, I can say it now, like, that I think that, like...
Good.
Yeah, and I kind of, like, let him have it over email a little
bit. Good, good, good.
Yeah.
How did he react?
I mean, he didn't take a lot of liability, but he was like, I understand where you're coming from, and, you know, thanks for your support, and, like...
I understand where you're coming from.
Very male.
Yeah, right.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Response.
Oh, she's just an hysterical mother.
You should be cooler about me being an asshole.
Yeah, for sure.
Here's what I want you to do. If your son ever sees this movie...
Oh, my God.
I want you to say that... paid for your entire college education.
Yes. I know. I need to lie.
Good twist. Good twist.
Yes.
And did your husband ever find out? Did you ever tell him what the scene was about?
No.
Oh, so if he listens to this podcast, this is the first time he's going to hear about
this. We're actually separated.
I'm sorry.
No, it's totally fine. I'll come back on and do a whole podcast about surviving divorce. I'm just not quite there yet.
Yeah, no, I understand.
But there's a lot of content, and it's pretty funny.
A lot of content.
2023 is the year of content.
Oh, gosh.
No, but, like, in a good way. Like, in a, like, oh, wow, this is a wild Mr. Toad's Wild Ride content.
Wow.
No, I never told him because I just knew it
wouldn't. No, you're smart. Yeah.
It wasn't worth adding shame bucket. Right.
You just told him about the car.
And, like, you know, how frustrated I was and blah, blah, blah. And, like, how the movie was, like, a really bad experience. But I never, like, explained that, like, he was watching a blowjob in the movie. Oh,
well, it also wasn't a real blowjob. It was a simulated blowjob.
It was a simulated blowjob.
And in your defense, I mean...
In your defense, you didn't read the script.
I
did not read the script. I mean, listen... I certainly, as a new mom, was out of my mind.
Totally.
Being organized, like, not being together or organized and feeling completely like I didn't know. I still feel like that just in general. And I think I will the rest of my life. Like, I don't have it together. But, like, specifically not reacting how I wish I would in the moment.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that might be specifically more of a female thing because we don't feel.
Oh, for sure.
Allowed to have the boundaries we're supposed to when somebody's not behaving properly towards us. It's hard for us to put our foot down immediately.
Yes.
Because we're also, I think, in shock that it's happening. And
right. So I was in shock. And yeah, like
you're just kind of like, is this a... Or we don't feel a right, maybe, to our own anger. So when it's happening, you keep going, this is wrong, right? I think this is wrong. I should...
Right.
Like that happens to me a lot where I go, but I question it.
Yes.
I go, am I crazy? This isn't right.
Yes.
And then later I look back and go, damn it. I wish I would have done this, that, and the other.
100%.
So I don't, when I hear that, I feel like I probably would have done the same thing. Like I don't have a good tendency to step in and at the moment and go, no, this isn't right. I'm not doing this. Yeah. Or this doesn't feel right to me. I think now I'm much better about
me
it.
Me too.
But I had to get older and less worried about other people's.
Me too. I give so much less fucks now. I think at the time, and I think motherhood made it that way. But yeah. I think I was right in that like limbo, that like liminal state of like becoming a mom that like, I mean, look, my bracelet says fuck off right here. Like, yeah. I'm just like.
And you're showing up a set already going through this actually really kind of terrifying experience alone with a baby who you haven't been a mom to for very long. Right. You're still like
a new mom.
You're going through all these stages with a new baby, which is like every week it's like you start to feel like you have mastery over something and then the next week it changes with a baby.
Yeah. Right.
We're like, oh, I figured out the whole like she wants to feed every 3, you know, hours. And then it's like, nope, right. No, she doesn't. It's ha-ha, 2 hours now.
Yeah.
And now I vomit all the time. And you're like, wait, you vomit all the time now?
Yeah, that's my thing,
That's
Mom.
What I do this week. Oh, next week, I'm going to shit all the way up to the back of my neck.
Yeah. I also think that, like, by the time, like, that little nagging intuition of, like, this isn't a good idea had gone full throttle and I was like, I'm out. There was no out because I didn't have my car. Right. So I was like, Jesus. Well, now I'm emotionally at the point where I'm like, I'm ready to walk away and I couldn't.
Was that the last gig your son did?
No, because I'm a terrible person, but like, no.
Is he young Sheldon?
No, but I was extremely picky after that.
I was going to say, don't
only
feel.
Only union, like it was like only stuff that was like a big payday or whatever.
No, honestly, my son is 16. He's a junior. I wish to God we had put him in commercials as a baby. I think it's a really brilliant idea because it's great money for college. And then you take them out before they're conscious of what's going on.
Right.
So they're not an actor kid.
The truth is too, also, I think that's the last time he ever did like a narrative or like someone's feature. Like mm-hmm. I just wanted the commercial money. Do you know what I mean? Or like a print, like whatever, just something really like lucrative.
Yeah.
And easy. Like I don't think he ever did like someone's like independent film or like, you know, ever again.
And with the second baby, has he done any work or is he not cute? Well, you never know.
Amazing. He's done a little bit as well. He's like, he actually wants to be on camera. He's that kid that's like, take a picture of me, take a video.
Oh, new generation.
But he's like, as much as he's like he's the comedian mm-hmm. in the family and he's like such a performer, but he's also wild. So it's like, it's just hard. I mean, him on set seems really stressful.
He's
because
5,
he doesn't
right?
take direction. Yeah.
Yeah. This was a delight.
Such a fun story.
Thank you for having
an
me.
An amazing story. Very, you know what? Fuck being green. That's
fuck
what,
being
right?
Green. No, I mean.
Who cares?
Oh man, we're just going to go to Mars, guys.
There you go.
Yeah. It's all going to get figured out. We're all going to move on Mars. So order everything on Amazon and don't recycle.
Right.
The end.
Ta-da!
Laura, thank you so, so much for being here.
Thank you.
And we will be right back with what did we learn today?
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Christine.
Yes.
Are you ready to learn what we learned today?
I can't wait, to be honest.
Okay. Descanso Gardens is a 150-acre botanical garden located in La Cañada, Flint Ridge, Los Angeles. It features a wide area mostly forested with artificial streams, ponds, lawns, and more influencers than should be allowed in one place.
One sleeping child.
Dance like no one's watching, except your mortified child. Dabbing is the term used to describe the act of vaporizing cannabis concentrates for consumption, and dabs are the concentrates. Have a good darn day. Is that a knitting joke?
I think it's from the voicemail.
From the voicemail.
Have
a good darn day.
But also darn your socks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was back to Alex and her, but it wasn't. Anyway, and her knitting.
Yes.
Yes.
any... She crochets, but that's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know there's a... It's
very different.
It's like Episcopals and Protestants. I'll never know the difference, so they're the same thing to me.
Oh, I think one does knitting. One thing and one does the other right. thing. But, you know, we don't know much about it.
I don't.
What a delightful time we've had today.
Such a delight.
Gosh, I've had fun. Haven't you?
So much fun.
I can't wait to have more fun with you.
Next time.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Right.
Until next time.
Remain calm.
Please do. Let's say, I didn't say it with you.
That was wrong.
Oh, I feel sick inside. Let's try that again. Until next time.
Remain calm.